We have all kinds of stoplights in the scriptures. If I put it this way, does that help you? We have all kinds of stoplights in the scriptures. Today, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, certainly this is about remembering. Remembering what he has accomplished, what he has done, celebrating that. But it has current application. So for this morning, when Paul wrote to Timothy, Timothy was a young man serving the Lord, and it's recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul wrote, he said, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel." So on Easter, this house of God, many, many houses of our Lord, people will gather, and whoever is up front, the pastor, assistant pastor, song leader, or whomever, is going to announce, you know, and more than just Lutherans do this, he is risen.
And the, he is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You see, you know your lines. You remember. But what came first? Before you could remember it, something happened. The reality of it. And the faith about it. And believing it. So that again and again in our walk with Christ, it comes up, it comes to the forefront, it is ever present that Jesus is alive and he reigns and he rules today. And it makes a mighty difference. An example of a time when it didn't make a difference is when someone did not remember. It did not come all together by the power of faith. And she was right there at the tomb and she looked and it was empty. And she thought, what now? I don't think her mind was totally blank. I would imagine panic and fear. And so the angel speaks. Remember what he told you. And now he has showed you. He is risen. And so even just being told to remember, she goes outside the tomb and she's still in that garden vicinity there. And here Jesus comes up and she doesn't recognize him. She's got this walk going on. And here, when Jesus calls her Mary, she knows. And she not only believes, but she remembers. So many years later, Paul's writing to Timothy. He's a young man. He's serving the Lord. Life is not easy then. Serving the Lord is not a piece of cake. It is a difficult time. Because just like in our day, it's not new, in his day, in the days of Timothy and of Paul, there was unbelief. And there was rebellion against the resurrection of our Lord. And there was other teachings. We would say false doctrines or idolatry. We would call it by many things, but it was not faith in Jesus Christ. And the challenges that we face in life, they face challenges as well. So Paul pins this word. It's given to him by the Holy Spirit. He writes this epistle, a letter. And he tells him, and again it reads, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel." Remembering the truth. First thing, remembering the truth doesn't make it true. Have you ever I don't know if this has ever happened to you. You get in the car, and this would be for an adult, whether you're the passenger or the driver, and you start to pull out of the driveway, and then, oh, I didn't lock the back door. And so you put the car in park, maybe you turn it off, maybe you leave it running, and you go in and you check and the door's locked. When you're inside the car thinking, I didn't lock the back door, that wasn't true. Well, the reverse can happen. You can leave the house thinking you did lock the back door and it's sitting unlocked. The act of remembering doesn't make it true. People have all kinds of thoughts, right? All kinds of opinions. And some are really awful. But that doesn't make it true. The thing about Easter is, it is true whether people believe it or not. But it makes a difference when we do have faith by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because like you said about the yellow light, some people remember that means caution, slow down. And other people remember speed up. And remembering that way doesn't make it true. It makes it dangerous. And so you and I who are alive in Jesus Christ, we remember. And it's based on the truth. And our faith, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, is holding on to this truth that our Lord Jesus Christ was not defeated. He did not lose. He is not done. But instead, he has won. He has won over sin, death, and the devil. And remembering that indeed he is alive and well and reigns today changes how we proceed. It changed how the people in the early church went forward in their walk with God. It changes in the way they talked, in their core values. It changes their passion. It changes their dedication. It changes their priorities. It is very difficult for us when our human nature sort of takes over and we remember the rules, but we don't live by them. It's sort of like, you know, there's this little lever on your steering column. It's called a turn signal. Some cars have them. And some people that have them use them. See, just the fact that you can identify what the lever is for, it doesn't mean a thing. Many people will know today is Easter Sunday, but identifying it doesn't mean a thing. Unless by the power of faith, the actions are changed. So for Mary Magdalene, her actions were changed. She was no longer in despair. She was no longer lost. She was no longer hopeless. For the disciples, the same thing. They were no longer in despair. They were no longer hopeless. And by the gift of the Holy Spirit, the working in his heart, in their hearts, they remembered the words of Jesus and all of what he had showed them and taught them and how he had lived and how he had, you know, testified about God the Father. It came together. And for us, Easter is about remembering so that as we take each step in life, we go forward with a different kind of thinking, a changed heart, a renewed spirit. And it's all from the power of the one who is risen from the dead. It's not self-generated. It's not self-manufactured. It's not self, identified. It is all through the work of the Spirit into the heart and the mind, into you. So Paul writes to Timothy and he says to remember. The celebration today, in a sense, takes us verbally back to a time when it actually took place. And throughout the church year calendar, from the time of Advent prior to Jesus' birth, then you have Christmas, then you have Epiphany, then you have the days of and Sundays of Lent, and then you have now Easter, and then we'll have a few weeks of Easter, Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, and then, you know, we call that the life of the church. And sometime at the end of November or December, we will begin Advent again. And the remembering, what the church year does is it takes us through the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the growth of the early church, and how we are connected to all of it. Timothy was told by Paul and reminded that by the power of the gospel, you are connected to the cross and to the empty tomb. You are connected to the ascension of Jesus Christ, and you are connected to the promises that he will come again. And keeping that in our mind, and visually in the sense of before us by the power of faith, it changes our course. It changes how we move forward in life. Because if we ever switch out what we're remembering, we so often end up in trouble. Two people, Adam and Eve. You heard of them, right? Garden of Eden, someplace long ago. And the devil said, and he changed what they were to remember. Surely you will not die. And our world today has been trying to get us, as God's people, to swap out a different memory card, a different system. And if it's not the outside forces around us, sometimes it's in our own sinful nature. Because when we're afraid, and when we're perplexed, and when we're confused, and when we're frustrated, and when we're bitter, and all of that, what happens to God in our life at that moment? And most of the time, we push God to the side. We don't remember God, but we now focus and remember something else. And the thing that I know you know this is that whatever else you put in front of you at a moment's notice has become your idol, your God, your false God. And these always cost you. When you impose your own agenda, it's like saying, I will ignore all stoplights and I will do what I want because I'm entitled. But it costs you to do that. Now, here's the tricky thing. Sometimes, and maybe you've done this, if you've ever gone through an intersection on a red light and you didn't have an accident, you know what happens? You get false security from that. Because you think, oh, I got away with it once, I can do it again. But there is no such thing as getting away with setting God aside. It always costs. You put God aside, and there goes hope, real hope. You put God aside, and there goes the deepest, most passionate love you will ever have known. You put God aside, and there goes focus and truth for your life. You put God aside, and all we end up with carrying our own sin, the despair and the guilt, and we try to find solutions for that. So some people turn to alcohol, some people turn to the marijuana or other drugs, some people turn to sports and recreation and body fitness and holistic health diets, and they're always struggling and they're always fretting over the next illness, the next weight gain, and all the changes in their body, and there's never a moment of peace. False gods cost. So when Paul writes to Timothy, he's writing to you. in the face of the challenges of our world. Do not forget, he is risen. It changes everything. You know he wins, ultimately. And even as loved ones face death, and that impacts us, if we might face death scares, lab tests and all of that, we still have this joy of the power of faith, of believing Jesus Christ crucified, Jesus Christ alive, Jesus Christ coming. To remember the gospel is not a thinking game. It's the power of faith that changes our life, it changes our actions, so that our whole being gives glory to God the Father, who sent his Son, who raised him from the dead, who received him at the right hand, who will one day send him again. And all of God's people, it won't be, well, I think I know who you are. Okay, I sort of remember the name. Give me a hint. But it's more than just knowing a Jesus. It is faith, believing, ongoing remembering, and living. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Remember. Amen.